whenever I turned 24 this year, I was with him on vacation for my birthday, and I just started having like, damn, like I really wish that I want to be engaged by 25. I want to know that I'm with someone who's still going to be with me at 30, because I don't want to be like single in LA and alone whenever I'm 30. And that's like my biggest fear, is him wasting my time and taking up all my good years and then not giving me like that commitment.
That is scary.
Yeah, it is scary.
Hello and welcome back to Three Girls, One Kitchen. Happy New Year's, guys. I don't know if you saw, but I posted on my Instagram story, I wanted to start adding a new segment to our show at the beginning of each episode, bringing in questions from the viewers, like sort of like a little advice column type thing. Do one of you want to start?
I'll start.
I shall start.
She's very passionate about this. I'll start.
So it's Ethan.Bader. And he wants to know, most attractive things guys do that will pull any girl. So for me personally, I think it's personality and just being a good, genuine person and just show interest and show that you care about that girl and like what she cares about, and just don't make it sexual at all. Because then she's going to start thinking like, wow, he's different, or he doesn't want to just have sex with me. Or she'll realize that you care about these little things and then notice that like other guys don't. Does that make sense?
What are some examples?
But what if he is talking about, like, he wants to pull them for sex? He doesn't actually want to date them.
I mean, I would never advise that or condone that.
Come on. That's like the mindset. That's the mindset of most these silly little boys.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, like, take her, you know, to dinner, the places that she likes, or if she likes, you know, to go on walks or anything, like, that you know she likes to do. Take her on hikes. Take her to see all these things that... Wow, like this is amazing, but do not try to hook up with her. I swear, even if you want to, don't try.
So basically give her like the princess treatment.
Well, I was going to say, I feel like I condoned this more than you do because you're so against it. But I remember I was saying, this is how you get in a girl's pants. You literally take her out to dinner. You do all the old fashioned, old school things. Mm-hmm. Like you text her good morning every single day. Mm-hmm. You interact with her and ask her how her day is. You act like you really care about the conversation and want to know more about her.
But I don't. I personally don't condone that because that's just manipulating and being fake, and I don't want
personally,
that.
Personally, I think, okay, so if you're going to play that route, like you just want to fuck her and you're going to give her the princess treatment, try to get in her pants.
That makes you a shitty person.
Still make sure that you're upfront, like, I don't want a relationship, but while I'm seeing you, while we're hooking up, I'm going to treat you like a fucking queen.
Well, you said you never know where it goes.
Be fucking upfront. Don't say that. No.
You're the worst. Don't listen to her.
Be upfront, because those are the times that I haven't been mad at the guy, because it's like, well, he told me from the beginning, you know, even if he ended up not wanting something more. So be upfront, but treat her like a fucking queen, and she's gonna want to sleep with you, basically.
Yeah, so it's pretty much like the guy that tries always to, like, if I can feel the vibes from a guy that he's gonna try to hook up with me, I don't want to do it immediately. But if I'm hanging out and chilling and I don't feel pressure to, then I'm going to.
Yeah,
most likely. Does that make sense?
By the way, we need to talk, because I need the details on
we have details for later.
We have some juicy details.
So
mine was from Valley Herrera, and she wanted to know advice on long-distance relationships.
Ooh.
So I feel like I'm the queen of that, because I don't know why, I just have this fascination of not being able, like, to see the person, and I feel like... Okay.
Listen,
hear me out.
Maybe you should try, like, a glory hole type setup.
That's why she had a MySpace boyfriend.
Yeah, that makes sense. I was just thinking about that.
Okay, go ahead.
So I think it's because... the times that you do get to spend with that person, you cherish more. And it's actually been statistically proven that whenever you have a long distance relationship, the times that you do spend with that person are more meaningful, and you actually really take advantage of those moments and you cherish them more. And also, haven't you guys ever heard that, you know, the distance makes the heart grow fonder?
Sometimes, though. Sometimes I get over it. If it's too long since I've seen you, like, I forget these things. Okay, I forget my feelings.
I think that's very true, but I think it also just goes back to if that's your soulmate or not. I don't believe that, like, long distance hinders a relationship. I believe that it's, you know, like, it takes two to tango.
Well,
so,
you know,
like,
what?
If one gives up, then obviously it's going to fall apart. But for me, long distance, I think it's just so important that... you keep contact. I actually did date someone who wasn't even from America, and he had to constantly go back to Barcelona, and we did have to have a long distance relationship, and it was really hard because, you know, our time zones were completely different. So, like, when I would wake up, he was going to sleep. So what I started doing is I started sacrificing my time. So I would actually wake up earlier just so we had enough time to,
and
like,
did talk. Did he ever sacrifice his time in return? Yeah.
He did, yeah.
You have to really trust the person to know they're not doing... Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It has to be a very organized and trusting relationship. I trusted him. I knew that he was very invested in me and very, like, you know, just focused on me. So I wasn't worried. So that's... Yeah. Trust is a big thing. If you don't have trust with someone that in a long-distance relationship, it's not going to fucking work.
Or any, like, relationship. Not, yeah.
So that would be my advice for...
Valerie. I think that her name is... Valley Herrera.
Valley Herrera. That's cute.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. So I got the naughty one of Kirk.
The naughty one.
How to not nut so fast. So the reason why I picked this question to answer is because I actually used to own, like, a company where I would sell, like, products for this. So let's start with the products that you could use. They have sprays or wipes that you could use that sort of desensitize you. So it takes away the feeling a little bit. You could use a condom. A method that you could use that my boyfriend uses is whenever he feels it coming, he'll pull out, he'll sit there for a minute. Some guys will slap their cock. I've seen that before. I'm like, doesn't that hurt? But, like, they smack the shit out of it.
But the thing about stopping in the middle, like, what if it feels good for us? And then that's annoying.
Well, and that's what I've told to my boyfriend as well. I'm like, wait, stop. It feels so good. Yeah. Like, stay. And he's like, well, whenever it feels good for you, it also feels super good for me.
Yeah. Wait, what were the wipes called? I think I've heard of some.
I mean, we're not going to give any free shout-outs. No, I used to buy wholesale products and resell them on a business that I started.
Okay.
But that's how I know about those. There's also pills that you can take to help with it. But most guys just use the pulling out sometimes.
I think that's pretty
or the slapping. Yeah. I even sometimes, if I'm scared he's going to come before I want him to, I'll slap the shit out of it. And they're like, ow, that hurts. I'm like, you're not fucking coming today, buddy.
What about different thoughts? Think of something different. Like, think of something else.
I heard that too. Like,
ew.
No, get your mind off of it. Like, think of, like,
your grandma.
Ew, no! I was gonna say, like, a grocery store. I don't know.
Have you ever done that to a guy? Like, you know they're about to come, so then you start saying gross stuff to make them stop?
No.
I've done that, like, with my ex-husband, because he would always come so fast. I'd be like, your grandma, you're this, you're that.
A fart.
It's the new year. Everyone sets new goals. It sort of also starts to make people think about how they feel behind and, like, what they want to catch up on.
Yeah.
Is there anything you guys have been feeling behind in life about?
I mean, not fully behind. Since I'm from Indiana, I do see all of the people my age that, like, own a house and have kids and are married.
But really? You're only 25.
I know. They do it at a young age, and it's, like, a different lifestyle, and I realize that that's not the lifestyle that I want. Yeah. But I do sometimes see things and, like, things that they've accomplished, and I'm like, I'm way behind in that way. But you're not behind. It's the life that you want to live, and if that's the life I wanted to live, I could, but that's just not what I want for myself.
People that are on the outside, you know, they look into my life. They think that I'm so successful, that they're just like, wow, congratulations. You know, you're like, you're living your dream, living in LA, like, you have this podcast, you know. But to me, I still feel behind in life. Like, I'm getting older, and it actually gives me more anxiety because I don't feel like I'm successful. Like, I don't feel like I'm at a point in my life where I can go on vacation for a week and not have to worry about what I'm going to do for work whenever, like, when I come back, or, like, my income, my finances. So I think it's just me. I'm such a perfectionist, and I'm really hard on myself. So I always feel like, oh, you know, I should have done this. Why did I wait so long to start my modeling career? Why did I wait so long to do YouTube? Whatever the case might be that I'm passionate about, I'm always hard on myself thinking, I wish I would have started at a younger age because then I could have been more successful. Like, you know,
I think we all have that.
Yeah. So I always have that in the back of my mind that I do feel behind in life because I didn't start something at a younger age.
But everyone has their own pace for things.
Yeah. And I think it's important to remember that sometimes if you would have started earlier, it might not have been the right time, and maybe your time is coming up.
Yeah, you never know.
I'm like 70 years old. Ah, I finally got that Calvin Klein ad.
I've been waiting my whole life.
I'm a Dior model now for the granny line.
Honestly, but that's...
Fuck it.
You are. Creams.
Yo, we're actually laughing about this, but, like, you know how passionate I am about skincare and modeling. Like, it's going to be my passion for the rest of my life. So, you know, you're probably right. I probably am going to be that grandma on Dior. That's me. That's my fucking face.
Your time is going to come up for all of that. And we talk about this all the time. I've been telling you since you started working for me, for the financial part, start saving your money, Olivia. The one thing I want you to get out of this from working for me is... putting money in your savings account, please.
Well, I did drop like $4,000 on my car that I no longer have. So that was my savings.
For granted, you were starting to save recently and then you had trouble with your car. It like broke down, so you had to spend it on that.
But it's okay. I can start saving again.
At least I yell at you about it too. I yell at you about saving too. I'm like, don't do this. She's like, let's go shopping after this. I'm like, no.
She's so extravagant.
She's like, I made $10. Let's spend $100.
let's go over ways for it, because that's a super common problem, especially people in LA. Mm-hmm. It's like this fancy lifestyle. You have to dress a certain way. You have to do this. You have to have a certain type of car. Postmates, go to these fancy dinners that are like $200 a piece because you're friends with all rich people that go. Your friends drive Lambos, blah, 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 blah.
People want to fake and put on an image for others.
That's really true. And I think everyone struggles with that, especially because you have to have that persona on social media.
Yeah, so. And I definitely spent way less money living in Chicago than I have here. Now I have to wear Dior or Chanel shoes. Yeah. I was shopping at Target before I came here. However, I can afford that. But for people who can't, what are small ways that they can work towards, you know, just having more financial stability? From your point of view, what are some things that you think you could have done better this year to be in the position that would make you feel more comfortable?
I think just not focusing on the social media lifestyle. Like you said, you know, not keeping up. Because, I mean, I do, like, all my friends pretty much are rich or successful. They're in the industry.
Yeah, you're friends with very successful people.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's good and bad. Because it's good because you get inspired to want to have that lifestyle and you achieve it. But then it's bad because I'm not saving. I'm just spending that money to keep up with that lifestyle. And I think if there's anything that I could give advice on that is to maybe just like reward yourself. So don't spend constant. Like for me, I spend a lot of money on Postmates or clothes. In my head, I think, okay, I wore this shirt once on social media. I can never wear it again. Like that should never be a mindset for me, you know? It should be like, oh, I'm going to wear this shirt plenty of other times on a date or with my friends. And I just need to get that mindset out of my head so I'm not spending more money.
Or like advice that I even gave to you is when you get a paycheck every time, take X amount, put it in savings, X amount, put it somewhere else. That's what I've always done is I have two different bank accounts completely. One for savings and one for like fun stuff. So I'll check the fun stuff like, okay, can I go shopping this week or whatever? And like the savings doesn't exist in my mind.
Yeah, I like that.
Yes, I've actually done that before too. Like she said, start a bank account at a bank that you don't use. Yeah. Only do a savings account, no checking. So you can't get a debit card, like use it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Take like maybe like 20% out of your paycheck, put it in there each week, and then use the other, you know, half for put in your checking account and use it for whatever you want.
Yeah. It honestly
that's
helps.
That's sort of still what I have to do for taxes because I make so much money that my taxes are like in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. Yeah. And so if I don't save that money, how the fuck am I going to pay my taxes? So I have to take out the 40, 50% and put it in a different account. Otherwise I won't have it. Yeah. You know,
that's, I never even thought about that, but yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. I just stress shop. Depression.
Okay.
Shop.
Well then there's also like there's cute stores that you can get for cheap clothes. Like I don't really own designer clothing or whatever, but I still get, when I do try to look decent, I still get compliments. You know, like you don't have to spend $100, $200 on a shirt when you can get one that looks very similar at a different brand. And nobody's going to be like, oh, you're wearing that. Like nobody actually acts like that. Actually,
Olivia's people compliment thing you. Is she loves like high quality clothes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm a sucker for high quality because it really does like show. And especially like a certain type of body that you have. If you don't feel comfortable in your body and you actually wear high end or like quality clothing, it does make you like look
better. Yeah, you like the...
Yeah, and I'm sorry, the only way I'm going to look is if I shop at House of CB for $200 per fucking corset. Oh so
but you can get corsets online for cheaper, honestly. Amazon, I swear to God.
Or, Olivia, didn't you hit them up and they sent you some clothes at one point for a story post? So maybe that's something that you could do as well is like, if you have like, a little bit of followers, which most people don't, so it's probably not super relevant to this audience. But say you just have like 20K, 30K and you want to try a new face cream or a new makeup or something, hit them up. It doesn't hurt.
No. I had a brand with Ole Henriksen, which is actually a very high-end skincare line. I had a brand deal. I mean, I want to say a brand deal, but a collaboration with them when I had 4,000 followers. So it doesn't matter about your followers. It's your post. It's the way that you are passionate, how you engage with your audience. They loved the fact that I was constantly posting skincare. I was, you know, always answering questions. I was very informative. And that's what brands actually look. They look at macro influencers. They don't look at influencers that have a high
following. Micro, not macro.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, micro influencers, not macro. And that's why I actually had a lot of major and top skincare brands want to collab with me because of how passionate I was about something. So to me, it's just like, don't be afraid to reach out, guys. Like, it doesn't matter if you have 4,000 followers or 100,000 followers. If you're passionate about something and you reach out to that brand, more than likely they're going to want to work with you because they see how you love, like, you know, the skincare or the clothing or whatever it is.
Or even give you a discount code. Yeah, or like, they might not give it free, but like a discount.
It never hurts to ask.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Also, they're more likely, I feel, to just send free product to someone versus like someone like me who has
because
15 million followers and I'm going to charge them up the fucking ass for it.
Yeah.
Where they could give it for free to someone who only has 2,000 followers and they're passionate about it. All their friends are going to go buy it because they're like, oh shit, this really pretty girl, who I see, like the coolest girl in my school, she's wearing like this makeup, so I'm gonna go get it too,
I think it's because they're more likely to post about it, like someone like, you know, who's big, they're gonna be like, I'm not posting this for free, like
I would never post
for free. So people with smaller followers are more likely to post a product that they're very like thankful for, like, oh my god, like Ole Henriksen sent me something, I'm gonna tag them, I'm gonna post about them. I mean, that's what I was doing, like, you know, because I was just like, oh my gosh, like, I can't believe the skincare brand actually sent me free stuff.
Today's episode is based around being a better version of yourself, and a really popular New Year's resolution is losing weight, eating healthier. Yeah. Today's episode is sponsored by HelloFresh, which is a meal prep company that delivers to your door, ready for you to cook, perfectly proportioned meals.
And guys, also, I love the fact that all the ingredients come and you still have to prep them, which is super cute because you can have like a little date night with your boyfriend or, you know, boo thing. Yeah.
Something I've like recently had, I was visiting my family and my dad works 6 days a week and has no time and he just became vegetarian. So I like ordered this for him, had the box. It comes like all ready to go. Everything's plastic, portioned out. It was so easy for him. So nice because he didn't have to buy like frozen vegetarian meals or just eat, you know, cold broccoli.
It just such a sweet daughter. That's a great gift to send to someone.
With HelloFresh, it's very flexible. So you can actually customize your orders and you can switch it up. So you're not constantly eating the same thing and you're not ordering the same thing. So you're not wasting
product. Super convenient.
Super convenient. Oh, I was going to say the stir fry that I made last week that you really liked.
It was good.
That was HelloFresh.
It was so good.
That was HelloFresh, by the way. So you're welcome.
That sounds delicious. Guys, if you want to try HelloFresh, make sure you head over to HelloFresh.com/3girls10. Use the code 3girls10. 10 free meals and free shipping.
America's number one meal kit.
So back to yours, because we didn't really address it. So you were saying you feel behind because people are already having kids, already buying houses in Indiana where you're from, which I feel like that's sort of rooted in what you said, which is that you just want a completely different lifestyle.
Yeah.
And they're like very traditional in Indiana, like just wanting to get married, have kids. And me and my boyfriend, we talk about this all the time because he's 35. He doesn't want to get married, doesn't want to have kids, wants to stay throwing couches off the roof at his best friend's house. Just like very immature. And a lot of people roast him for it because he's 35. Yeah. They're like, damn, you're going to be a grandpa when I have roast kids. Him for it.
I mean, it's not necessarily that he has to change his lifestyle and want to get married and have kids, but like throwing, like that's immature, like throwing, doing things like that. Yeah. Change
he's,
that.
He's hella immature.
It's that's very childish.
Come on, dude. It's
that's not, I don't think that's cool. Like, I don't care how old you are. Even if you're 22 years old, like, I don't think doing stuff like that's cool, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying that you're immature for wanting a different lifestyle.
No.
But what are ways that, because do you feel like just a little inkling of like sad or like disappointment that you didn't do that? What are ways that we could make you like feel better about whenever you see those things?
I mean, I don't feel too sad about because like, I've
my
never,
life is great.
My life is great.
No. The thing is I've actually never really traveled anywhere. I haven't. There's so much I haven't experienced in my life that there's no way I could have a kid or have a house or do all these things right now because what I want for myself is just different. Like I've literally left the United States twice. And that's just insane to me.
You're still so young. Like, yeah, I don't even know how those people are buying houses or having kids at 25.
I think it's resentment though. Because you, I mean, I know, because I come from Tennessee, so I'm the same way. All of my friends have already a second husband.
Yeah,
some of them have like,
divorced. Two to three kids. Like, they have a new husband, divorces. And sometimes I do get bitter and I'm just like, wow, like, I could have just stayed home and had a normal life, had a kid, been happy, like, DIY mom.
Yeah.
But then you think of all the things that you want to do. Like you said, you know, like I wanted to do modeling. I left Tennessee because I want to pursue a modeling career after a 3.5 year relationship. And I think, you know, you kind of get sad, but then you have to remind yourself, but I would have resented my life.
I would be very unhappy.
Because I would have sat there and thinking like, I see these Calvin Klein ads, these Dior ads.
Like
I'm
that,
thinking
that could have been
me. That should have been me because I stayed back and I decided to have kids and get married at a young age instead of pursuing
my. And then you're going
to
be grumpy forever. You're going to take it on your kids, take it on your husband.
I have that FOMO sometimes too. Whenever I think like, oh, I never got to go to prom. I never like got to have like the college experience. I never had a proper wedding or a proper engagement because at a young age I went off and started doing this because those were like my dreams and what I truly wanted to do. But I always will feel like, damn, like what would it have been like to become a nurse and just have like this normal life and not be Lana Rhodes? So I definitely have had that FOMO before.
Yeah.
But as I mean,
everything happens.
Yeah.
I think everything happens for a reason. And
I think
be here right now,
I think that I'm fulfilling like my life's purpose.
You've done so much and accomplished so much at such a young age.
My like feeling behind is like less with like money, success, like work, like stuff like that. It's less with that because I have already done so much. It's more so, I guess, like in my love life where I feel sort of behind, especially in the relationship that I'm in now, just because it's not at where I thought that it would be at like a year in.
Because you've already had everything. Like you've established, once someone has established success, you know, like wealth, like their perfect dream house or a car, you're ready for
more.
The next chapter in your life. Like you're ready to settle down. You're ready to get married. Like you're ready to have kids. Like you're at that level where you want to have all of that.
I mean, so. I'm not ready to have kids yet, but I would like to know that I found someone who could at least get to that point, like 5 years from now, like in the future.
You don't, because you know, within the next 5 years, it's probably not.
Probably not in the cards. I'm turning 25 next year. Whenever I turned 24 this year, I was with him on vacation for my birthday, and I just started having like, damn, like I really wish that I want to be engaged by 25. I want to know that I'm with someone who's still going to be with me at 30, because I don't want to be like single in LA and alone whenever I'm 30. And that's like my biggest fear, is him wasting my time and taking up all my good years and then not giving me like that commitment.
That is scary.
It is scary, yeah.
Which, with some of the things that he says, it just seems like that's, you know, not what he wants, so it's not going to happen. And then sometimes he'll, like, give me false hope, which is really unfair. But anyways, I'm not trying to tell you guys a sob story right now. Yeah. The reason why we went into this, because we had another fan question, why won't he move in with me, was something that girls wanted to know, which is something that I have been going through.
I mean, you're not going to want to hear what I have to say.
Yeah.
Mine's actually super negative too. Like, he's probably going to hate me for this episode. But
Do you want to say what I'm thinking? No.
I'm going to give them like a little like backstory. So this kitchen that we're sitting in right now, in my back house and my house, me and Mike picked out this house together to move in with. He agreed he's going to pay half the rent. We're going to move in together. The day that I move in, he broke up with me because he said that I was pressuring him to move in with me, blah, 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 blah. Broke up with me. So then he wanted to get back together. But now he sleeps over every night, doesn't pay the rent, doesn't, like, do nothing. He comes here, like, 12 a.m. every day. I'm like, no, like, you need to spend quality time with me.
Yeah,
like, we don't have any time together. He comes over 12 a.m., gets the best of both worlds, gets to fuck me, sleep over, leave at 9 a.m., doesn't do anything else with me, doesn't pay the rent. I'm like, why the fuck am I, like, keeping on, like, pushing this? You know, like, whenever he said that he didn't want to move in with me, I should have just accepted that, like, he doesn't want to do these things, so why am I trying to force him to? Because you're never going to get what you want if you're making someone do it. So if he doesn't want to move in with you, tell him it's fine. You don't need him anyway.
Well, I was going to say, obviously, like, if he wanted to live with you, he would.
Yeah.
But right now, he's getting what he wants. He doesn't have to commit to living with you. He doesn't have to pay to live with you.
Yeah.
And you're going to allow him to come at whatever hour he wants and stay with you and be with you.
I mean, I've been putting my foot down because I'm not okay with you coming to my house at 12 a.m., sweetie. And then leaving in the morning, not having dinner with me, not doing anything. And I've been pretty, like, vocal about it online, like, whenever he's gaming, because I can't get a hold of this man whenever he's gaming. And people think, oh, she's being clingy, she doesn't want him to game. Like, no, he's coming to my house 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. every day, spending no time with me.
I think it's really sad. I just want to cut you off really quick. I think it's so sad that you've been with a guy for a year and you tell me that the weekends are your days off. Like, you actually tell me not to come to your house to, mm-hmm. like, do work because you really say the weekends are for me and my boyfriend. That's so fucking sad. Like, it should never be like that. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, you guys have been together for a year and the fact that you have to have, like, 2 days out of the whole week to hang out, that's really upsetting because yeah. those days don't always work out. Like, those days could be, like, you're traveling, we're doing something, mm-hmm. you know? So it's just, like, it should never be like that.
Yeah. So back to the question, if he doesn't want to move in with you, speaking from experience, if a guy tells you he doesn't want to get engaged, he doesn't want to move in with you, he doesn't ever want to get married or have kids, believe him.
Yeah, you're don't not, think you can change him. Don't going, be like, I'll change this yeah. man.
Don't. He'll resent you.
You're not going him. To convince him. He's going to keep giving you, like, half-ass what you want. Sometimes, even on vacation, he's like, whenever we get back, I'm going to move in with you. I'm going to start putting stuff in the drawers. Gets back, no change.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah. I mean, at that point, you just got to... Let it, I don't know.
Like, it's like reverse psychology. You have to kind of say, oh, yeah, like, of course, you don't have to move in with me. It's okay. Like, I'm completely fine on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever you feel like, whenever they feel like you don't need them in your life, that's when they want to actually live with you.
But like, still, you're, like, but very, still, but you do, shouldn't you, have to, do you even want that? I almost am starting to believe if they don't want it, just accept it. Yeah. And whenever you get to the point where it's not okay for you anymore, then move on and find yeah. someone who wants to want do that them. Thing.
Yeah.
Because there's plenty of men in the world who are going to want to do those things with you.
Yeah. It's just
be with someone who wants the same things as you, wants to be with you. You should. I mean, I've spent years trying to change someone and make them, you know, be yeah. what I wanted them mm-hmm. to be. And I just realized that was a waste. I wasted so many years. Yeah. You should be with someone that wants the same things of you as you and, like, agree with everything, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess just, like, what to do if a guy doesn't want to move in with you, like they said, you know.
Accept it.
Or
move on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I hate to, like, say give them an ultimatum, but mm-hmm, you have to be...
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well,
No, that's what I did the yeah. first time. I gave him an ultimatum. He agreed to move in. We got the house.
Yeah.
And then the day that we're moving in, broke up with me.
Because he
couldn't handle the pressure. Yeah, either they'll do it and then there's resentment or they will crack under the pressure whenever it actually comes to doing it.
To a certain extent, like, when I'm saying ultimatum, as in, like, you've been very lenient, you've given them enough time to, like, really think about if they want to move in with you, and you say, okay, look, I've given you this amount of time, we've been together for this amount of time, here's mm-hmm. the ultimatum. I hate to use that word, but here's the ultimatum. What I want is what I want. If you don't want that, then I think it's best for us to be apart.
Yeah.
We can still be friends, you know. Maybe you can find someone that suits your relationship, you know.
Yeah.
Fascination.
Yeah. I've had that conversation.
You have to be stern. You have to be stern.
But the thing is that
it's harder said than done.
But they're going to agree with what they're going to be like, oh, I don't want to lose her, so I'm going to do this, this, and this. And, like, they might not do it. They'll tell you what you want to hear. And then
when
keep,
they don't,
they'll
you
just
break
keep...
up with them and you move on. Because okay. that's
it's,
strength
it's
and
harder,
ultimatum.
It's harder said than done.
Yeah.
I know.
But I agree. Either tell them either you're not going to do yeah. it or you are. And if you're not going to do it, then I'm going to go find
someone. Or come to a compromise. Like, okay, yeah. start off with live with me 3 days a week. Just yeah. start off. Like, you spend the night.
Yeah.
We spend all the time together.
Turkey. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So he does sleep over every night. But none of his stuff's here. I've bought him, you know, body wash, his toothbrush, his deodorant. I even bought him a new trimmer for my bathroom, but it's like, why did I do that? He should have bought that stuff for my yeah, house to show me that he wanted to
it's
move here. I'm trying to push him into this.
Yeah, and he's gonna just only resent that. Like, you have to let them want to do that, because then, like, it's just like a never ending
cycle. It
has
to be their decision, or yeah. they're not yeah. ready. If they're not ready, they're not
like,
ready.
My ultimatum
and
with my
some guys will never be ready.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. That's very true. And I was gonna say, like, you know, in my 3.5 year relationship that I left, I kind of gave him an ultimatum, and it was a tough one because, you know, we were already living together. We already had, like, the perfect relationship. And one thing that really bothered me about him is that he was a heavy smoker.
Mm.
And I basically told him, I said, look, like, you want to marry me? You want to be with me? I'm telling you right now, you need to stop smoking, because this guy would actually smoke in front of me, like, in the car constantly. And I just told him how passionate I was about secondhand smoke and how much it affects me, mm-hmm. my health. And I was like, if you truly love me, like, you would take steps to, like, quit smoking. And he wouldn't. And yeah. I literally gave him an ultimatum. I said, either you quit smoking or you go get help, or we can't be together, because that is something I don't want
I
to have with you
that.
In the future yeah, with kids. Yeah. You know, like, you're giving me secondhand smoke. That's so bad for me, you know. So
mm-hmm.
yeah.
he didn't want to do that. And I was like, all right, like, sayonara.
And did he ever stop or no?
No. He never did. Like,
oh my
he
God.
Tried.
Imagine choosing cigarettes over your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. I was like, all right, sayonara. I mean, there was, like, way more reasons, but those are, like, one of the things that I was going to test him to see if our relationship was strong enough for him to stay with me. Because at that time, I was pulling away. I wanted to move to L.A. Mm-hmm. I wanted to pursue my modeling career. And, you know, I was like, okay, if this guy's going to be worth it for me to stick around, then I need him to quit smoking, quit heavy drinking every single day. And those things he didn't want to sacrifice for me. So that was, like, my... That was, like, something in my mind that just, like, sparked. And I was like, this is why I'm not meant to be with this person. Because... They're not willing to give away those things. I was willing to give my dream up of modeling and pageants and all of that to be with this guy, but he wasn't willing to give up smoking and drinking for me. Then, sorry, like,
And we've had this talk before, too, because I feel like me and you are also so giving in love and also just very, like, we want to do anything to make the other person happy. And you have to look at the other person's actions. Like, would they do these things back for me? Yeah. Even just yesterday, we were at Ralph's getting snacks for our sleepover tonight. I ran out of Coca-Cola in the fridge. I always keep Coca-Cola stocked in my fridge for Mike. And I saw it and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to get it. Because if he saw my favorite drink at the store, he wouldn't get it for me. Yeah. He can't even make it over on time. I asked him to take down my Christmas tree. Still up.
Yeah, I was going to say, I just saw it. Still up.
Yeah. At this point, this boy's not even going to ask you. This boy is not even going to get a birthday present at this point.
Yeah.
Oof. I mean, I'm pulling back now because you need to start showing me the effort that I've been showing you for a whole year.
The energy that you receive will always work.
Which is so hard for me because I'm so loving, so giving. I just want the best for you. And like,
girl, give it all to us.
Shower you in love. Yeah, seriously, I'm going to start putting that energy into my friends. We're going to have a bomb ass sleepover tonight.
Yeah.
Male strippers.
Male strippers. All the things.
I was like, I'm not going to drink, but
since you like, you know.
And also, if people think I'm, like, roasting on my boyfriend in this episode.
No, these are real-life problems,
and, Mike,
though.
If you have a problem with this, don't do it. Because if it's, you don't want people to see your actions or your words, then don't do them because I'm going to expose you.
Yeah, change your behavior.
That's what I told his family, too. I, like, told his family for Christmas every bad thing that he said to me. And he's like, why are you saying this right now? I'm like, if you don't want your family to hear about it, don't say it.
Oh, I'm the same way. I would actually start saying things in front of my family, too. So, like, my boyfriend or my ex would get mad. Because he'd be like,
To embarrass them.
Yeah. You have to say it publicly.
If you don't want other people to hear it, why would you say it to your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Or do it to her.
And don't put on, like, a fake show for the internet, for social media, and make it seem like you're this. Because people think that every relationship is perfect, and they'll compare their own relationship to a fake, what they see, which is probably not real.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and I don't do that at all. Like, if someone's not treating me right, like, I'm going to post on my Twitter, he cheated on me today, he did this, he did that. Like, everyone's gonna know.
Oh my gosh.
Since we're coming into the new year, what are some of your guys' 2021 goals? I know you wrote out some, and I thought that was really cute.
Oh, I have a whole list.
I know. I haven't even done mine yet.
You know what my top one is?
What?
Top 20 Apple podcasts.
So, guys, share, subscribe.
Yeah, please help me get to that goal because it's all up to you guys.
Yeah, we're pouring our hearts out for you guys. I'm vulnerable right now.
I'm telling everything. I might get broken up with after this episode.
Seriously, I might never get a boyfriend because I'm probably crazy on this podcast.
Actually, somebody's asked how they can apply.
In the future, if our boyfriends or your future boyfriend, like, watches this.
Oh, I already have guys that I'm like, should I just expose myself?
She's taking all the applications. If you would like to have, submit to being, someone asked, how do they submit?
Oh, I said that one time in a vlog and now everyone's like, how do I submit for
Olivia? Well, I was going to say, I've had a couple of guys that I'm just like friends with say that they watch this podcast and I was like, watch the podcast. So I wonder what you heard.
I don't really care because I don't want to date someone or be with someone that if like something I say on here upsets them and makes them not want to be with me because that's who I am as a person.
Yeah, you want freedom to say
Yeah. I would never date someone that's like, oh, you said something about anal one time, like, I can't date you, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, the only, because my Mike, he also has a podcast, it only time would bother me if they were, like, interviewing another girl and he was, like, inappropriate with her or just something that, you know,
would trigger you.
Yeah. Not necessarily him talking about, like, past experiences, but, like, present stuff that would bother me.
So what is your goal? Like, what's, like, one goal that you could, said top 20, right?
So that was one goal, I guess, for all of us, but I actually have a really good quote for all the ladies in the audience. So my big goal is just being a better and stronger woman, like the woman that I want to be.
Yeah.
And I actually got inspired by this quote. Hold on, let me pull it up for you. I have a whole notepad about the 2021 me, like, in a list of things that this woman does. That I want to be. Okay.
She's like a feminist.
Sometimes. I found this on Tumblr. Step in as the woman you want to be. Look like the woman you want to be. Go to the places that the woman you want to be would go. Attract the caliber the woman you want to be would attract. Speak like the woman you would want to be. Act like the woman you would want to be. Be the woman you want to be. Like, in every single way. Yeah. Like, there's no... What this quote means to me is there's no reason why you can't do those things, why you can't be her. Yeah. Literally, you could wake up tomorrow and start talking in a British accent if you want to fucking be British.
Good morning.
Yeah. And so these are some of, like, the little things. I wrote, who am I? And then little, like,
I love
parentheses.
That. Yeah.
Eat like how she would eat. Work out like how she would. Fuck, she's like disciplined. She spells correctly. She's a great speaker and communicator. Because I'm so bad at spelling, so I don't work on that. Yeah. She loves horseback riding. She speaks French. Then I put in parentheses, study this, because I've been studying it. Wanting. And there's just so many. Just, like, little things that would make me feel... that I've been wanting to do for so long, but I've just, like, put been off. But it would make me feel more complete as a woman.
Just focus on yourself more. Like, I feel like you've been focusing a lot on your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm so proud of you because I think this, like, towards the end of this year, like, you've really opened up. You've became, like, closer with a lot of people, like, friends, you know. Because you've just been so focused on having a boyfriend that you, I feel like you're just holding back. You know, and, like, now since you're starting to really, like, see yourself and, like, your potential, like, I love that about you because now you're able to have a podcast, you're able to have multiple friends, and you're able to tell your boyfriend, hey, I'm having a girls' night, like, fuck off. Like, I'll see you tomorrow. You know, like, you've never been able to do that. And I really genuinely, like, I'm so happy for you that you're finally doing that.
Thank you.
Girl. Thanks, guys. But Alexa, what's yours?
My goals?
Yeah, what's, like, one of your goals?
One of my goals, honestly, is to, like, figure out, like, who I am as a person and what I want in my life. Yeah. Because that's something I've always struggled with. And people are like, where do you see yourself in 5 years? So, like, what do you want as your career? Like, I honestly don't know one specific thing that I want.
Well, and it's okay to change constantly, too.
Yeah. But I want to figure out, I want to try more things and do more things and see more things that I would maybe like or what I'm good at. Like, a joke we always make is
your talent.
That's what I say, a joke I always make is that I don't have a talent. And that's something.
I don't think that's true. There has to be something.
Oh, I don't know.
I think you're, like, really closed in. I feel like you definitely have a talent. You just don't express it.
Maybe I'll start a YouTube where it's like trying to find my talent and I'll try a million different things.
That's actually a really good idea.
I've been thinking about that for a year now and I just never said it out loud. Yeah. So
with what you were saying, like the advice that I gave Olivia, like maybe it's just not your time, like your time's gonna come later, and that sometimes things are just the right time. Also with like finding yourself and like what you're supposed to do and your purpose, I've often found that there's periods where I'll go like, damn, like what am I supposed to do next in my life?
Mm-hmm.
And then something will just randomly come to you. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you just sort of have to wait for it. Like you could search for it all day, but it's just going to come to you in the most random time, in the most random moment, what your purpose is and like what you're supposed to do.
I think that's how my life has been so far, is randomly something will come up. And that may be my purpose for that, that point in time. And then it'll change. And then I'll find something new, like things will just pop
up. This podcast is your purpose.
Mm-hmm, yeah, for right now.
No, I'm just kidding.
You're gonna leave us?
No.
Yeah, she's like, for right now. She's like, sign our
bitches. No, never. I've always wanted to be more of a personality and not just a face. I'm just really shy, so it takes a little bit. And that's something I've wanted to work on, is being less shy and being more open. And I think I've been working on it a little bit better.
Well, guys, I'm embracing that I'm gaining weight. So my goal for 2021 is to be thick and embrace it and just tone up. Yeah, because, you know, I think my entire life I've always struggled with weight and just, like, fluctuating. You know, I was really skinny. I was body shamed, or, like, you know, as an athlete, I was told that I was gaining weight. Whatever the case might be. I think I finally come to the point in my life where I've accepted that I've gained weight, and I'm sure a lot of people are like, oh my God, like, you're so crazy. You know, well, I see my body every single day naked. You know, anyone on the outside world doesn't see that. And for me, I know that this isn't the best that I've looked, but here's the thing, like, I've noticed that me, like, gaining weight, I just feel healthier, and I also feel like some of my features are, like, shown more.
Oh, yeah. Your face looks more like young, plump, and vibrant.
I'm skinny,
whenever I've
like,
seen skinny pictures of you, I personally feel like you look way more beautiful with a little extra weight on.
Yeah, I just feel more curvier and I feel sexier. And I think my goal that I want to have for 2021 is just like embrace that, because it's all about how you portray yourself. If you're overweight, ladies, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, if you feel like you have cellulite on your stomach where you have fat rolls, literally embrace that. Like, practice posing, arch, like, you know, just that's, yeah. It's all about the way that you're portraying yourself. Be confident
with it. If you're confident about it, then other people are going to think that you're bomb.
If you're showing that you're uncomfortable with your body, like going like this and like covering yourself when you're with a guy.
I'm really bad about that.
And that's going to make, like, that does make you feel like you're very insecure about your body. But when you're overweight or whatever size you are, if you just really show it off and like embrace it and don't care, like, that's when it really shows, like, damn, like, that girl's hot. Like, she's so sexy. They're not even going to focus on your fat rolls or your cellulite. They're going to focus on the fact that your appearance is just so, like, overpowering and strong and sexy.
Yeah, and there's confidence. been times that there's girls who I originally wasn't like, damn, she's so beautiful or her body's so nice. But then, like, I got to know her and she thought that she was so bomb and would talk about how hot she is and, like, all this. And she really believed it. It was like, damn, like, maybe she is the most beautiful girl in the world.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely about confidence and what makes you feel good about yourself. And then people see that you're happy or whatever. Like, you can be skinny, abs, whatever, perfect body. But if you don't feel it or, like, show it, then it won't be as noticeable, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's about how you feel, for sure. So proud of you.
Yeah, that's a great 2021 goal.
Yeah. I'm going to steal it. I'm going to try it.
I know, because we always complain about it. We're like, oh my God, we're so fat.
I'm like, what fat are you guys talking about?
I know. I like won't wear like certain things in front of people.
Tell me about your
because we've been gone. Like, we haven't seen each other in 2 weeks, guys.
Yeah, who wants to go first?
I don't really feel like I have anything exciting. I mean, I went to my friends in Philly and I just stayed with them for a while. It was our other friend's birthday. He got a car. I guess that's kind of cool.
Wait, he got a car for his birthday?
Yes.
What's like a car?
It was a Dodge. But I think he already had one. And I think he just, that was another car he has always wanted.
Yeah,
but it was really nice. It was like a Challenger. Like, those are like really cool cars.
But what on New Year's? Like, did you guys see fireworks?
Oh my God. We lit up fireworks. Oh, I remember now.
Oh my God.
Wait, actually, I remember I was so drunk. We actually were lighting up fireworks. And I remember at one point, my friend and I were like, oh, we want to light them up ourselves. So we like ran up and like lit them. And I was just like, oh my God, if my fucking hands...
Wait, you lit them?
Yes.
I know.
I was like, if my hands blow up now.
She's all good.
Yeah. All hands. Hmm. And they were like legit too. We did so many. I'm not going to lie, because we were obviously all like drinking. There was fireworks that got so close to the house. It was coming down, like, the ashes. Like, it looked like there was a volcano.
So we had, like, a personal fireworks show as well at the hotel that I was staying at. Ooh. And they were so close to us. Everyone was like, yeah, fireworks, this is so fun. They were so close to us. I felt like they were going to fall on me. So I'm, like, ducking behind people, like, this the whole time. Like, I was so scared. Mike was like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, they're going to fall on us. My hair is going to get lit on fire. I'm going to become a burn victim.
Like, oh, wait. I think I saw your Instagram story. Like, he was trying to, like, post you, and you were so pissed, and you're, like, pushing him away. And I was like, damn, she's
pissed. I was scared. Yeah, like, you looked something was, like, I literally thought I was about to be lit on fire.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I think I saw fireworks, too. I think it's New Year's, they always do fireworks,
right? Yeah, but these were so close, too close for my comfort. I'm scared of everything. I'm a giant scaredy cat.
Yeah, you don't like heights, nothing.
Nothing. I'm so scared of everything. Like, I have the worst anxiety, so if there's fireworks, I immediately think the worst, that it's going to land on me, I'm going to get burns all over me. That's what I'm thinking of while other people are enjoying all these fireworks.
Like, wow, it's so pretty. And you're like, no, we're all going to die.
We're all going to die.
We're second degree burns.
See, I'm the opposite. I'm not scared of anything. Like, really? I don't get scared.
You're so laid back and chill about everything.
But I saw fireworks as well. I was just on a boat in Miami, like, kind of the same place that we all were before. Mm-hmm. And they had, like, fireworks going off.
That's nice.
So it was chill. Obviously, lots of tequila.
So you know how Mike has been sober all of 2020? Mm-hmm. So at 12 a.m. on New Year's, I got to have a drink with him for the first time. I've never seen him drunk before because we met on January 13th, so he was already sober.
Mike took a drink.
We got drunk together. Yeah.
Wow. I thought he was, like, sober for, like, ever, like, for years.
So he doesn't do drugs.
Wait, what was he like?
Well, I was really drunk, too, so...
You don't remember.
Basically, what happened was we got shots. We had a bottle of Dawn.
He had to have been, like, plastered after a shot.
I don't know if he wants me to go into detail of, what we drank or how much we drank. We end up in a hot tub just talking to random people for an hour. I didn't realize we were in the hot tub for so long. It felt like 15 minutes. Then we go back to the room. He decides that he wants to do anal sex.
Oh, my God.
This is, like, our third time doing it.
Remember, alcohol and anal go hand in hand.
It was the worst sex we've ever had, and I'll tell you why.
Oh, no.
So I didn't have, you know how you have to clean out your butthole? I didn't have an enema, so we used a water bottle. I stuck part of a water bottle up my butt to get it out, to clean it. Because, like, at this point, I'm like, I'm going to do anything to water. I'm going to do anything, like, to please my man. Like, he wants anal.
Yeah. Give me the water bottle, baby.
And we've had anal sex two other times, and it just went so smooth. Like, honestly, it was great. I think after this time, we'll probably never do it again. It was
never
just so
drunk, or just never do it again.
It was just, I think we were too drunk. It was just so sloppy and drunk, and we had been eating so much. It was just like our fat bodies all over each other. And then air kept going in my butt. So I'd have to blow it out, and it just seemed like I was farting the whole time. And it was just disgusting. And also, we were so drunk. I think he said at one point, like, some sort of, like, anal jelly sprayed on his chest. It was horrible. Horrible.
I'm traumatized. This is why I will never do anal. You're three girls.
It was the most, I bet you disgusting will. Sex I've ever had, because we also had just been eating so much. We were just, like, fat and blubbery all over each other.
Honestly, the only one time I ever tried to have anal was when I was wasted with my ex, and it was such a bad experience that we were so drunk together that he thought he finally stuck, you know, his penis in my
butt.
But
it wasn't in?
I was on my period also, so I had a tampon in. So
he God. That hurts so bad.
No, I was drunk. You guys don't understand. I was drunk, and I thought we were having anal because obviously it felt weird. And, like, it kind of started to feel good.
He was having sex with your tampon.
So it literally went so far up that
you couldn't find it.
Yes, the next morning, traumatizing experience. Oh, this is how you know you are so close with someone that you're dating. He literally had to take his hand and, like, shove it to help me find it, because we couldn't, like, I was like, yo, either we go to the hospital or you help me pull this out, because
I just got chills.
Yeah. So then the entire time we were thinking, oh my God, we actually thought we were having anal. We weren't. You were still having sex with me with a tampon in. That's why it felt weird.
That shit, you guys.
That shit hurts whenever you have a tampon in, because it scrapes all the way it goes up, if it's because it's so dry.
Ugh, yeah, you guys are really making
I'm like so traumatized, because I was just so set on the fact that I thought we were having anal and we weren't.
I mean, I've done it a few times.
You were so proud of yourself.
I was finally took it. No, because it hurt so bad. I was like so proud of myself.
Now, I've done it a few times. The first time we were pretty drunk, and so, like, honestly, it didn't really bother me. I don't know how I did it. It was fine, no worries. But then I tried it again. No way. It was so painful. Barely did a little. I mean, I was trying to be a good girlfriend, so I was like, it's fine, just you're whatever. Like, I'm literally, like, crying. No, I'm just kidding. I was, like, dying there. I was like, just a little bit, so I never fully have.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's not, like, my favorite thing.
Yeah. The first two times we did it were great. No pain, nothing, super smooth. This time, just a disaster. The next day, we were supposed to leave, and I ended up having to extend my flight because I had the worst headache.
I remember that. We've all extended. Like, I was supposed to leave. I extended, like, 3 days. Yeah. I think we're all just like, chilling.
Yeah. It cost me $3,000 extra to stay, but I'll tell you, there was nothing that I wanted more the next day than to sleep in that bed, and it was so worth it.
Yeah.
Damn, $3,000 worth it.
Yeah. All right, guys, so that's a wrap on today's episode. Make sure you like this video, subscribe whether you're listening on Spotify, Apple, watching on YouTube. Let us know what your favorite segment was. Drop some questions if you want to be featured in the fan segment.
Yeah, and don't do anal when you're drunk. Just don't.
No, I had a good drunk experience with anal. That was the only good experience I had.
This is what I would say, coming from an expert. Prep before you're drunk, and then maybe take one or two shots before you do the actual, sex to sort of make it less painful.
Yeah. Yes.
But never prep while you're drunk, because you might get some, like, poop splatter on your boyfriend.
Or you might have a tampon shoved in your vagina.
Yeah. Nice. All right. Love you guys. Make sure that you subscribe. Peace.
Bye.
Bye.